You are?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to call the meeting in order at this time. We don't have the minutes from the last meeting because Dennis was not feeling good last night and he didn't want to do it, so he didn't do it. So we're just going to wing it today. Let's start off with the loan and the treasury report. Get that off the way.
All right. You want me to start with May or June and July as minutes is what we usually read at this meeting. I guess seeing we don't have the minutes for last meeting for the review, I'm going to go over them. That would be the 19th of May. The balance on deposit was $1,299.60. 16th of June, and our meeting that left a balance of $1,299.60. Petty cash on hand, 19th of May, we had $37.01. The meeting of 19th of May, the kitty produced $14. So on 16th of June, cash on hand, we had $51.01. As for June, July minutes to be read today, our checking account for 16th of June, as I said, $12.99.60, and we're still holding. 18th of August, balance on deposit, $1,299.60. I had a rough time with those figures, but I got it. As for petty cash, 16th of June, cash on hand, $51.01. That 16th of June at Dunkin' Donuts, I spent $18.83. So today, 18th August, our cash on hand is $32.18. As for the inventory of stuff on that over there, I'm sorry, I couldn't quite figure out how to value that, but that's our commodity too, for the door prizes. And each got a ticket at the end of this meeting. We'll draw one winner, and you can go over and take your pick or not. And I hope somebody wins what they want. Thank you.
Okay, these figures also did the same thing about the barbecue we imported for last year.
That's right. We still owe the barbecue. I've gotten a hold of Gene some months ago, and he wasn't worried about it. He's supposed to get back with me, and I have not really got with him. So you can figure, I'd say, about $300, because he cooked more hogs inside orders than usual. I mean, I think we usually pay $250. But being it's a bigger hog and lots of fixings, I imagine I'm looking at least $300, but we've got plenty of money in the bank for that. So, and I'm sure he'll want to do our next November barbecue, and I can't wait. Thank you.
Okay. Since I really don't have to remember what we did last, not before last, I don't remember exactly what went on. So if anybody's got anything that they want to bring back up that we talked about, yes.
We talked about getting to use the ball.
Yes.
And we talked about having a cookout sometime in September after the school gets started. Talked with Rusty Sellers at the Art and Science Academy on the Rock Cripple at the International 31 area, wherever that is.
Mm-hmm.
There was excited about getting a low deviation group started. And it's a pre-engineering program. This year they have a focus on aviation. But last thing fly, the students last year expressed a big interest in making something aviation related. I think that's a wonderful opportunity for us to get in, that we can find a group of kids for making ribs. And we can probably fabricate a little bit of a wing. And in this big classroom, probably twice the size of this, they have their project hanging from the ceiling. And I think a partially completed wing made of to implement a lease construction project. I'll propose that if we can find some jigs, or if anybody's got the plans for making some jigs, and
Do you want something small in scale that would not necessarily be for a flyable plumber, just a, because I've got plans for wood airplanes. Wouldn't be hard to make a jig for a, I've got two or three different designs and different planes.
I've got, what's the guy in Texas with the Double Eagle, Bill Pro, I can't think of his name.
Holland?
I've got the plans for the Noble Eagle out to my car. And so it doesn't take a lot to make the lift. I'm just curious if anybody has a jig, we can make a jig piece, that's no big problem. He's got the lane out there. And maybe make 5 feet of a lane. And cover, fabric
covers,
maybe the first 2 or 3 feet of it.
Yeah,
the material. I'm not talking about putting nice fabric on it, just any type of fabric, and overlay it with some type of curing rod, any type of curing rod, even Varnish would do just fine for
them, but I don't even know how it works. Well, if you come up with some scrap pieces of fabric or something so they can build, actually build something and use the right stuff on it. I have a partial Mini-Max kit. And use some good out of it already for another project. But there's plenty of stuff to build. A Lone Star, ribs. So, like to do that, we can build a jig for the lid for them, and they could actually, maybe if you want to do it, watch that, build a whole wing.
Yeah.
If they got room, one side. I'm pretty sure there's enough stuff in there in that kit to build at least one complete wing if they wanted to.
Well, I've got fabric, good dose, and stuff, and I just creeped up on my way last winter, so.
Instructors, I think it would do a lot of good for aviation in this area. got five people right now in Conway that want to learn to fly. They can't find an instructor.
I'll do that with no problem.
So, I think we might want to reach the tens to the community and pull people out. And that's what we definitely need. We need young people and we need new blood to reach further into the community. And I think we can do that.
There's an instructor in Garden City. He doesn't have an airplane, but he does have quite a few years of experience, and he's willing to give some lessons if somebody could provide him with a plane. I could give you the name, and you could talk to him and see if he has been a new student.
That would be great. I think
he's got tailwheel endorsement and it's trained.
How about Roller Road?
Oh, yes, and he's quite a ways away.
Well, we don't know John, do you?
Man,
we did this just in Savannah. I knew it was a five-year banner. Learn the five-year banner is what we started. And we had instructors come up to Woodward City, and
I just happened to come up to his counter in his store one day. He looked out and saw the plate on the front of my car, and we got into conversation. I had no idea that he was a instructor.
We got Mr. Troutman just around the corner. I'll make the recommendation that we pull our resources to find a list of instructors. So that's a report on the youth initiative, and we'll have to, if we do this, took out in September. I don't know if that's going to give us enough time. The students go back to school on August 22nd. It'll have to be towards the end of September when we do this cookout. Any ideas?
What are we going to do it here?
Right here.
How many do we be expecting?
Well, we got the food, the cup, the cost is up. What we need are the warm bodies, the welcome, and soap the experience of aviation. Probably 25, 30 students.
Okay, I have a project at Green Sea that I can actually put in a trailer and bring to that.
Okay.
So we have something they can look at that is actually being built.
We could do it in one of the hangars, just kind of let that be the showcase secret.
Okay.
So the kids here, there's a good wind from the airport. The airport is the attraction to keep
right.
Attention focused.
And there's one here. There's a project, something that they can look inside too, and that one's made out of.
What
do
you want to have to bring
mine then? Yeah, we could probably bring another one. We'll just bare bones.
Yeah, we'll just get all of it back on.
And that's the same plane I have a kit for.
Okay.
And so we could actually build a jig and.
I was thinking we had one. Did it get thrown away?
No, there's one there, and it's pretty much a piece of crap.
But it would be good enough for students to get an idea.
I know one for the students to die with.
Oh.
You know the other one, that one made good.
For the V-Wit?
No, for the top one.
Ragwing?
Ragwing? Okay. Yeah. I have a plan for the Red Wing team, by the way. But, yeah, we'd be, I'll volunteer to help.
Okay. Now, let's all go in the fourth thing. I want to welcome Mr. Steve Woodard.
Steve?
Mr. to go and up to the American Colony and catch his parents in New York. And he's going to go warm with the figures in the American Colony here in front of us. And I'd like to know if any of our figures are out.
That's heavy.
I'm Zach, I'm the
crew of Preston 2
Airport,
and another one. Somebody else is going to get.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not even in the parking lot of 50 years.
That's
why
I live
in
the
center of the Amen. But what we need next, that's as far as cheap as you can get. And I can't
wait to get to it. That's why I don't have any.
And you're interested in becoming a member of the UA?
I've invited me and I've never been invited or involved in before.
These are top hats, $20 a year. Well, we'd be glad to have you. And what kind of food are we cooking? Hamburgers?
Enough time to chit chat about it and get together. That wouldn't be too late in the season.
Probably not.
And there again, we'll all be here.
I've done that for a long time, and I know that
after about 4 hours a year.
That's 8 people to get 12.
Okay. What's the plan?
So what was the plan on that? We'll do a Young Eagle plan at the same time, and I'll get some guys here.
Okay, I have no experience with the Young Eagles program, so...
I get a lot more about that. I used to just pull my book and the whole package.
You can take your written here?
I can do that.
All right.
If you want me to, I can come up with... You may or may not know, but, I look at Air Academy, teach a lot of work. I came up with some pieces of novel and show kids off of it.
That would be good too.
I'll try and have a little
song and show
for that.
Just a table of
some
other folks
in
the middle project. Okay, sounds good. That
old-fashioned stuff. You can bring a Tupperware and point up here.
You start that Tupperware airplane, you can give it to me.
Okay. You got that square away?
What's the date again?
20th.
October 20th. Yeah.
$20 to $30 And when I first tank in flight, because I don't do cruising, I don't do 1 degree temperature change in any of the corners, exhaust or something. I see zero change. So I'll take a further issue with it that I can see coming.
So. It's the ethanol that burns hotter.
Huh?
It's the ethanol that burns hotter. But when I used ethanol, I could see the climb in my solid head temperatures and the
energy. But for fuel, this is a single for fuel island.
Yeah, but he's got a one hose and three different fuels coming through the same hose. So the last guy there,
mm-hmm.
first gallon you're getting. That's what I do. That's what I usually do, put a gallon, at least a gallon in the car before I start filling up with my hands. Okay, we're moving right along. I'm going to have to try that place up. Exactly where's the
end at? If you find yourself to the red book, I'm sorry, if you find yourself to 22.95,
mm-hmm.
you go north 1 mile, that's red block road.
Turn left,
and you go about 3 miles out. You're there.
Okay. I'm not
familiar with it, but I'll check the map. Well, if it comes to Wars, that takes the street next to HTC off of Main Street, and that is called.
Well, it's right across from the highway, so you go get the keys made up. Red Bluff Road.
Yeah.
And Lars?
Is it in the fork of the road?
No, it's a crossroad. There's a church across the street from it. And so they serve meals at dinner time. And
the street comes out of water, isn't that street? And then turns into
Red Bluff Road. Yeah, it's got that across that hardware store.
Yeah, I'm going to close that true value store.
Right.
Okay. Well, I don't know what road it is. I'm just trying to push it.
And it's the only big gas station general store on the right-hand side of Red Bluff Road going back towards the beach.
It would be about 8 miles from Wars.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
and they're open on Sunday.
Now they're open on Sunday.
Yeah, now I know where you're at. Okay.
I got
6 on Sunday
and
they're
open
like 6 to 8.
I
can sneak through that one.
And
I only have to go out
and look. 8 to 10 p.m. And if I lunch, all right.
Yeah, real good food.
And they've got a terrific hardware store there. You would believe he's even got a big variety of stainless steel bolts and nuts and grade A bolts and nuts. So
it's very much fun. Yeah. All right, I'm going to make it. Any other old business that we had talked about anybody'd like to cover? All right, about new business. New business. All right,
with the election, that's new business. October meeting.
October meeting?
Okay.
That's when you
elect.
And then we get the election, or is that when you...
I think we nominate at October meeting, and we elect in November. Sound right?
Well, we always just had the elections before.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't remember going spreading across two.
No, not going to be this long a day.
That same day.
Yeah,
well,
that's
what
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Flying is always on the first Saturday of November. The meeting's on the third Saturday.
Mine is on the third. And the meeting's on the 17th. Yeah.
You got a little volunteer for the office now?
Okay, I'm gonna tell you now, everybody out there needs to get your mind right, because in October we need a secretary. Okay? I don't have the time anymore. And I've been secretary, what, 5 years? 6 years?
Yeah.
It's been more than a year.
Okay, so it's somebody else's turn.
I thought you were a publication.
No, man.
Which is a military airport, a lot of civics are like that. the Boy Scouts 8-inch and Decor Code, which kind of bridges over into the co-ed side and structure around the Boy Scout program, and we could easily bring together the Young Eagle program and have it there and make that a part of the high school.
The GAA, I believe it was 3 or 4 months ago, signed some kind of a pact with Boy Scouts.
had fallen down and dropped them. That should be no problem.
Especially if you're taking kids there. We got a movie going on?
Yeah, that's why I checked. I thought anything that was there, I didn't miss much.
Yeah, I've been keeping an eye on it. Got over one of these days. I've been going there since 73 when I went up there, and I've been over to the replay gate once. He's saying, I got to go back over there.
Well, we flew dead over it, and we got to almost get our feet wet there.
Yeah.
So, it was pretty neat. We flew on the Ford tri-motor, so we got to see it from that.
Yeah, from that angle.
And that's pretty neat, to fly on a 1929 Ford tri-motor.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, my dad was 20 years old when this plane was built.
Yeah. I know. It's quite a machine. And they had both of them going on.
Yep.
Which one you get, the big one or the little one?
I got the U.S. Airmail one.
Oh, okay.
I think it's the small one. Is that the big one?
I think that's
the other one that kept you further out there, so it looked smaller because it was further out most of the time.
Yeah, if you move this to the tower, there's a big Ford rules for it, and there's an empire as
well. At least I'm not going to find out what comes before we close the meeting today.
Yeah, I'd just like to give, the beer canyon for almost a month, and there's pictures of a couple of passes that I overcalled, and these are the team that did for 16, 17, 18, we have 66 kids in each class. They basically the week before the show or the week after the show, and I say for another week, 2 weeks after the show for another younger class, 15, 16-year-olds. And kids learn a lot. They start out, they come from all over the country and some of them from all over the world, and they like to know each other at the end of the first few hours or a couple of days, and they're not a cohesive group, but after about 3 days or 4 days, they're doing friendships, and after the week, they don't go home. And they learn a lot. Very good. We only have one kid this year. We had to send home. He just didn't want to do it. He needed to do it. But clearly, I want to go to the class. But anyway, it turned out very well. I actually had Jeff Skiles as my roommate for about 3 days. We all know who Jeff Skiles is. He was the co-pilot out in Lyrical and the Hudson. And he is in charge of a whole lot of stuff at EAA now. Education part of EAA and also the museum now. He's started all that. 3 weeks before I got actually, somebody only fired 33 heads of departments there that I got. I got there, there's people that I've known for 20 years that were gone. Don't know why they did all of that. I really don't know. I couldn't find out. But I also got to speak with Rod Hightower two different times in the time that I was there, all of them felt things for the Air Academy. And I shouldn't have been allowed to do that. I think he set up good ideas, kind of help. Myself, I've been a member of the EA for 30 years, and that's maybe headed in a little bit different direction, but I think it has to. Along with the home building forwards and antique classics in the forefront or whatever they do, I have a problem with it. We all have the same specific thing that we like KDA and as long as they continue doing those, I don't have a problem with that. But I could get from conversations with both of those gentlemen, Jeff and the PAA is going to take a little bit different than and it has to stay viable and to keep going. The reason being is all of those who were, say, are in those three things that I particularly like we're all getting older, we're all dying, we're all not taking being part of it. And so you got to do a little bit different things and more things to keep the organization going. So I guess time will tell whether they're headed in the right direction or not, but I think it's a good hand. He's a very nice gentleman. Both of them are. They have a lot of good ideas. Things are very personable. We'll have to listen to what Scott say, whether he'll sort of do anything about it or not. I don't know. I don't know what you're going to have to tell, but that's very good. They're very, very big in education. Oh, mainly for young people and for all of us. Now, they're going to, next year, they're going to, you know what they try to do with the older kids, is they try to have them the week before Oshkosh, and they have a whole week of classrooms and hands-on, and maybe the workshop, and then they have 2 days at Oshkosh. So the group before the show, and the group after the show, they come the last 2 days of the show, and then they have their thing the week after. So what they're going to do now, they just decided that they're going to have programs that don't include the show, Oshkosh, per se, because they just don't have the facilities big enough for all the kids that want to come. They're almost all full for next year. And that's 112 kids. They only got 10 or 12 spots open left. They're already paid for and all that for next year. So it's become a big program. So they're going to do probably one before the first class and one after, so that we're only have 2 minutes on kids next year. The real certain that's going to happen. They asked me to be there all summer next year, so I guess it'd be all June, July, and August. Now, I'm not sure I'm going to do that, but I'm trying to be ready for home, but anyway. And I'm going to get a hold of Jeff Scott's office because he's in charge of the AA's education program for the material education
program. I don't think we need to get our eyes. Do you want to say anything else you'd like to bring up before we close the meeting? We have a motion to be second. Motion carries. Meeting is adjourned.